Whenever I've set about trying to fix something in my life that's broken, well, I only get so far. It seems like our efforts stall, and there's a point at which you come to a stark realization that something is missing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I'm sure you've had that experience. In theory, at least, we should be able to overcome that one nagging sin that comes back to bite us again and again. But the theory ain't enough. Something's missing. And that something is power, real power, power that overcomes, power that puts to death our sin, power that sets us free to walk in newness of life, which is, after all, the whole point of Jesus dying and rising again, Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Have you ever wondered why it is that after Jesus rose, appeared to his disciples, and ascended into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in each believer? Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." One of the main reasons for that gift is that it's God's Spirit who makes us holy, pure, clean, set apart from the muck of this world to do God's will. And it's that Holy Spirit power that you and I need day by day if we're going to overcome our sin in our own living experience. John Owen, in his 17th century classic of The Mortification of Sin, writes this: "A man may easier see without eyes, speak without a tongue, than truly mortify one sin without the Spirit." In Christ, your sins are forgiven. By the Spirit, His power is unleashed so that you can live in your newfound freedom. Holy Spirit power, it's the gift of God. That's His word fresh for you today. Perhaps you have some sin ruining things for you just at the moment, or some other issue that needs prayer. Well, here's some good news, because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.